Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Thomas. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bud Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker bunts between the mound and first base. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brucker for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Allen, and towards Larry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 0 in the game. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Hale moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Hale scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock fires to first and picks off Lodigiani. One out. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Larry. Moses moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball towards right. Moses catches it and throws to home to double up Keltner. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a fly ball towards left. Heath settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heath. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Brucker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-3 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen has Werber trapped. He fires to second, with Larry covering, who tags Werber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Siebert. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Keltner moves to second. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get Trosky. Keltner moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 4 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Campbell strikes out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Hale reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.